So I will issue another one, okay? I will get these two orders out. The court is very aware that y'all want orders. I haven't had it that long, so bear with me.
Can we do that here? Now with discharge an administrative item. Discharge is planning obligations.
I'm not going to do that because I would have concluded giving Mr. Elliott time on the other one. I'm not going to do the other one outside his presence. This one I wanted to finish at least this, which I made very clear from the beginning of this hearing. All right. Thank you very much, Court Commissioner.
Can we do a 2-minute closing?
I can do that.
And I'm serious about 2 minutes. I'm not going to go to 5.
I can do that. Mr. Rose, do you want to start with closing?
Sure. I'll be very brief. It's the same argument we made in our written final argument. You know, these are proceedings to administer an estate. I believe your as I said in my written filing, I think your choice is fairly simple and binary. It's one way or the other. You know, you let Mr. O'Connell run the estate the way he thinks is best. You've heard testimony from Mr. O'Connell and Mr. Bernstein of what everyone believes is in the best interest of the estate to reduce costs, save money, speed.
What's in the best interest
of the estate to reduce costs, speed things up, and it's what Mr. O'Connell wants to do. You've seen that Mr. Stansberry even moved the court to speed up the case because Mr. O'Connell wasn't available. He's a very busy trial lawyer. It's in evidence now. You can see he blocked off like months at a time because he had other cases. So in order to move the case along, and you can't close this estate till we try Mr. Stansberry's plan. So we respectfully request that you allow Mr. O'Connell's plan that we support to go into effect. This idea of a conflict of interest is really a red herring. There's clearly everyone has conflicting interests. Mr. Stansberry is aligned with the estate in Illinois because he wants the money to come in and he wants to take it out of the other end. But you should not allow the person who is suing the estate for $2.5 million to get to choose who sits at the table to defend him. He wants a less qualified, less experienced attorney or a less knowledgeable attorney. And Mr. O'Connell's testimony that he had 2 commercial litigators in his firm, that's not a lot of commercial litigators in a firm. We're a litigation boutique with, 14 lawyers, but only do commercial litigation. And you heard from Mr. Bernstein, he's trying to do what's in the best interest of his family, of his beneficiaries, to protect them from Mr. Stansberry, and we'd like you to allow that plan to go into effect.
Mr. Elliott.
I just object to everything. I got to go, and I object that the hearing's going on without me.
It's not
and that